Welcome at the LegalOps Insiders podcast, a new podcast in which we will share legal operations insights from different insider perspectives. We create this podcast for people in the field of law, in the field of ops, and our aim is to share practical insights, share opinions, discuss media, and get this topic more lively. Willem, can you tell us a bit about your background and why you joined this podcast?
I have a background as a lawyer. I first started in academics on a PhD research on international joint ventures. I did a lot of comparative law in that field. After that, I joined Allen & Overy in the Amsterdam offices, 5 years of M&A practice, followed by in-house legal practice on an interim basis. So as a freelancer, I worked with Philips Electronics, NXP, Royal DSM, and then basically I started with WeAgree. That was about 20 years ago, and WeAgree is all about contract automation, and gradually we stepped into the field of contract lifecycle management, artificial intelligence, approval workflows, and everything legal technology that relates to that. And of course, we have very nice and very large customers, so we have seen the challenges and actually the struggles on implementation, or rather adoption. That's what I'm still working on, of course. So I'm very curious to hear from you. Jan-Willem, maybe you can introduce yourself.
Of course.
Because you have a little bit of a different background.
Well, I'm a lawyer as well. I studied law in Leiden in the Netherlands. But I started as an in-house lawyer right from the start, by a coincidence. But it fitted very well. I always have loved to work in-house in different companies. I worked for companies like Philips, Boskalis, and lastly at Schiphol Airport as a general counsel. And from that experience, I started my own company about 7 years ago, Legal Manager, to help actually companies with their legal operations. What I saw from my own experience, that there's a lot to gain in your daily work as a lawyer, in-house lawyer, but also for private practice lawyers or law firms, to use technology to think about how to make your work easier, better, and use tools for that. And think in processes, think about what you should do yourself, what is your real expertise, what is your real added value, basically, to the company, and how can you get there to be the most efficient lawyer there is, basically.
And as WeAgree offers end-to-end contracting solution, you, with Legal Manager, offer the hands to implement.
The human in the loop, as it's called these days. So we are the lawyer in the loop to use technology. I mean, you need people in the end, also with AI, who know how to use it and to get the results and translate them to real life. That is, will always be there, independent on how technology will develop, I think, my opinion. And you need people who understand this and who can manage this. So you also have to manage AI. Well, and it's, I think, an interesting group we have here, and I'd like to hear from Linda.
Yes, different perspectives.
Yeah.
And to complete this, I have some in-house experience as a legal counsel, started at the Known, and the last 2 years as a private legal counsel at KLM. And currently, I'm leading the legal operations at a corporate legal within KLM. And I have a passion for innovation and to make processes as efficient as possible and to give the legal counsels the ability to focus on the most important things. And because of this, I'm really excited for this podcast to share the perspectives and help each other. I hope this podcast will have the value for everyone, that everyone gains enthusiasm for legal operations, but also that we get different perspectives. So if you're listening and you want a certain topic on the table, also let us know in the comments at the platform you're listening to. And we're happy to discuss different perspectives and different topics.
I think for the target audience, main ones is corporates, I think, heads of legal, general counsel, those involved in legal operations, legal ops, but of course also legal counsel who are interested in the business of a legal department. And I think we will also invite at some stage law firms and compliance-related professionals
yes.
to share their experience.
The service providers to the legal department, basically.
Yeah. you see that it also starts now at small companies. So I think we have a very broad target audience. Topics you can expect from this podcast is what is legal operations, legal tech, of course, AI, change management, what are the pitfalls, what are the learnings we see and what you see in your daily work with implementing software, for example, and legal operations maturity, readiness, and what else will we discuss?
Project lifecycle management, how to implement these projects, and of course, and I think that's a big, big challenge for everyone, as we know, in the field. It's not only about us. How to get users to change their way of working, to adopt contract lifecycle management.
Yeah, and legal operations is still relatively new, although in the US it already exists a little bit longer. You have CLOCK, a US organization specialized in legal operations. In Europe, they're also active, but also relatively for a short time, I think for maybe 3 years, maybe even shorter. So it is still a new field. And I think it's good to realize that. And that's also why it is so interesting now to talk about it and to see how it develops and how you actually can use it. So how can you use legal operations in your daily life, or how will it work for you? Maybe that's even better to say it. How does legal operations work for you in your daily life as a lawyer?
What is legal operations for you?
Legal operations is everything that has to do with the organization of the legal work as a lawyer, but also in your own organization. You need to interface with the rest of the organization in your daily work. And that is not just by communicating over the phone or by email, but also by organizing your work in the most efficient way. Also, based on data, you have to find data. The organization has to be able to find data, legal data, or data that is in contracts, for example. And all that relates to that, and that is both the technical side, but also the human side, so the people who need to do it, and the people who need access within the organization, all that is, in my opinion, legal operations. And next to legal operations, you have the actual legal work, so the content, the litigation, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good to say that the legal advice and the legal service itself,
yes,
is not the legal ops itself, but that's the work of the legal counsel.
Exactly.
But everything that enables the delivery of legal services to the business outside, to operate data, that basically the MBA, the entrepreneurial aspect of organizing a legal department, operating delivery of legal services, that is legal ops.
I think that's a really good description. But do you think that wasn't there before? Because I have the feeling that legal operations is now quite a hype. If you look at LinkedIn, there are a lot of posts about legal operations that can also be due to the rise of AI. But do you think that legal operation wasn't there before in the Netherlands? Because it already existed in the US, in London.
In essence, it has always been there. I mean, if you are a legal department with more legal counsel and you are the head of legal, then you need to organize your department a bit. You need to manage your people. Data has become extremely important over the past 2 years because it's so key to leveraging AI. But apart from that, also data in the past has been important. If I go further back in the past, I think you already had to manage a legal department and your operations. And you legal departments have always had their challenges in being cost efficient, being keen, getting the right budgets, stakeholder management. So talk to the people in the business to free up budgets for your legal or legal operational projects. So it has always been there. I think during the last few years, costs have become more and more important. Data have become more and more important. Costs flow out in inefficient processes. So I think to say legal ops is based on three pillars. You would have people, you would have processes optimized, and you would have data being the assets that is either your advice itself or your contract that embodies the data, and the data being metadata, and also being, let's look back, let's check up what we wrote down in our contract. So people, process, data as the three pillars.
Yep. I agree. I think that's correct. That's the way to approach it. That's the way you should look at legal operations and the interface between these three pillars, basically. That is also what we're talking about, I think. And it's important to understand why data is so important, because that is not something you get during your legal studies, for example.
No.
I think for lawyers, it is still a challenge to think in data and to understand what data is, how you use it, and how you can use it in a smart way, and how it can really improve your life, not just by making your work easier, but also get a better quality.
Yes.
And I think that's very underestimated, but you can also gain quality by using proper data, using trends, analytics, things like that.
Yeah, so data or this pillar is also one of the key points which can add value to the legal department. I mean, data to decisions, so you can use the data to get more value for your processes.
And to predict, that's also something we're not very used to, I think, as lawyers. But if you have good data, you can also predict.
You get the risk management, because that's also, of course, an element in working with data. You get metrics. That is something I think quite new and only available for those who get at an advanced or on a mature level of their legal operations.
Absolutely.
Where you collect how much time does an approval cycle cost on average, or how much time costs the creation of a contract. I think many people really have no clue.
No.
You're emotionally geared to think that it doesn't take you that much time. But if you clock your time, actually, I think it will be shocking. And that's also what we see in success cases with contract automation, for example. And there's one thing that may be confusing. There are a lot of people talking about people, process, technology. And I think that's not correct. Technology is sort of the basis under everything, because technology also automates people work, it automates processes.
Yep.
And technology is the embedding for data.
Yep.
But people are needed to implement the technology,
absolutely,
to buy it, to research it. So luckily, we're still needed. So there are different methodologies about legal operations. You see in the Netherlands that more and more organizations are appointing someone dedicated for legal operations.
Yeah, so, like yourself.
Like myself, luckily. So I'm also looking at different methodologies such as CLOP, their core 12 principles, ACC. Are you familiar with those methodologies?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also use them also to analyze this on my clients, to help them to give a mirror, basically, and to see where they're at. Yeah, you can make a nice spider web on how they score on all these 12 elements. And that's very insightful, usually, even for companies who never seen this and never thought about legal operations. But using these principles is really helpful to get the discussion going and also to make prioritization. So what is your priority? You cannot do everything. That's one of the big things also for legal departments. You're tight on budget. You have a lot of work. You have to make choices. And but looking at, for example, the clock wheel, it can really help you to prioritize.
And we will discuss data maturity in another episode. But if you look at your clients, what is the value you see for the teams implementing legal operations or starting with assessing their maturity of legal operations?
I think it's it is fixed that if you buy technology and you implement it technically, like we put our model contracts in it, we create contract sheets, set up our approval workflows, that then everything will run as long as the mindset of the people using it is good enough. I think that what those legal ops models of CLOCK, but also the ACC, is a very useful one. They come also with 12 competencies, as I think, as they call them. They are roughly, they match with the 12 of CLOCK. The way ACC has elaborated on it is actually that they define what is early stage, intermediate stage, and an advanced stage. We'll get into that on a specific episode. But what we see is that you if you're not ready on the whole level of all those 12 competencies, and ready doesn't necessarily mean at a transformative stage or so, but you won't be able to get adoption of the technology if you don't reach a sufficient maturity level on data management, change management, on how you allocate your resources, how you free them up, and all those 12 competencies that come into view for that.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like a lot, eh? I mean, it sounds like, oh, how am I ever going to do that? And how do I start with 12 companies and develop them all? But it's not that hard. And I think that's also one of the things we like to discuss during these podcasts is how can you do it in a practical way? How do you make your choices? Where is the low-hanging fruit? But it's good to understand these 12 principles. And I think they're not very hard to understand if you look at it. And it is just the basis. It doesn't mean you have to score right away on a high level. You should just start, make a start, prioritize, and then get going.
And also fit them to your organization. Eh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
For example, at KLM, I looked at the 12 principles and changed them to, with my colleague Andrea Rosleen, to 7 principles for our organization, which fits in our processes. And I think we discussed technology, which is very important, but also topics as external council management. I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit which you can adjust quite easily, maybe more easily than adopting a new technology into your organization and get some savings right away, let's say that way.
But yeah, I agree as well. We should also, the most money you can gain with a client is just managing outside spend.
Yeah.
It's very much.
But there are more. I mean, if you invest in legal technology and no one is using it, then your loss is really the license fee.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for listening to this first episode, and we see you at the next episode.